Welcome, I'm Jackie Britton. Following day three of minicamp, we had a chance to hear from Vince Wilfork for the first time since he signed his new contract with the Patriots. Here's Vince Wilfork's entire interview.
Happy to be back here with you?
I'm very happy. Excited. It's been a long time to be able to step out here with the guys. And, just to take that step is very important. And so, I still have a lot to do, but very confident where I'm at. Continue to just get better, get stronger, and stuff like that. So it's going to take time, but I'm very positive where I'm at right now. Thomas Gill with the surgery and everything went well. And healed up fine, so it's just knocking the rust off. Been away from football for a long time, so anytime you look back at doing something you love, it's always a positive. That's where I'm at right now. So. Having fun still love the game, teammates. It's just happy to be back.
Are there any limitations at all, Vince, on what you can do physically, or that's awesome?
So, I'm not surprised. I know it's a bunch of stats and everything going against a person my size with the injury, but right now I can't ask be any better, so, but of course you got to play. When that time comes, it comes. But hopefully I'm ready for it, and we'll see. But that's in the future. Right now, I'm just focusing on getting better, and continuing to get stronger. So I got about a month and so before training camp.
When?
Before I get to training camp, I should be at a point where I'm very, very happy.
When the stats are mentioned and the history is cited to you, does that serve as a motivator at all to say, well, there's not a lot of guys that size and that age who are going to come back? Do you take that as motivation specifically?
Not really. Everything has stats to it. Everything you do in life is always something they say you can't do it or you should be able to do it because of this or whatever it may be. So for me, I know my body. I know what it takes to be at the top of my level, at the top of my game. I know how hard it's going to be, but, I've never shied away from competition or challenge. And this is a big challenge for me. First time in my career being able to, get sidelined from an injury and a major injury. So everything was new to me. So it was something I had to learn to do, to be patient and focus on just rehabbing and just building up the strength and the confidence to be able to move and play. So. That confidence is going to continue to get built throughout practices, throughout rehab, throughout strengthening, conditioning, whatever it may be. It's going to be a growing process. So I'm up for the challenge, and like I say, I can't be any happier where I'm at right now. So as long as everything keeps going the way it's planned, I'll be fine.
You were around the facility last year, and guys talked about you being a tutor / teacher. But how hard was it to only be able to teach and not to be on the field with your guys?
It was, like I said, that's my first time in my career. I was taken away from something that I love, at this level. And it was something new. I just had to take the good with the bad. And the bad was I was injured. The good is, I had teammates that still looked up to me, asked me questions, the coaches. I mean, everybody, they were so awesome to me. To be around the guys, to come in and go to meetings, go and travel with them and stuff like that. So it kind of eased my mind a little bit. But it hurt, to see guys lose because, it's one of those things. I wasn't out there physically to help them, but the passing is the past now. So it's just, I'm at a level now where, it's back at doing something I love to do, man. I don't take it for granted, never have, and I never will. But, just being out, being away from it, you reflect on some things. And I did. Any person would, especially at my age or whatever. I did, but it's too easy to give up. And I'll never give up something I believe in, and that's football and this team. So as long as I have this teammate, my teammates, and coaches supporting me, I'll be fine.
Vince, I don't know if it's fair if you'd agree with this, that maybe there were some sensitive moments with the contract and sorting that out. How challenging has it been for you to sort of put that behind you?
I'm here. That's a dead issue. I'm here for a reason. So if I didn't believe in you know, the things that was brought to me, I wouldn't sign it. So I'm here. It's the reason that I'm here. I'm not upset. I'm not holding no type of grudge. I mean, business is business. Everybody handles business different ways. So, but in my career, I think the right thing was for me to be up here with my family and my teammates and the staff that I've been around for so long, the organization that I know. It was just a smart decision for me and my family to be here. So, but if we think that it wouldn't work, we wouldn't be here. So it's a positive thing that I'm here. Like I said, there's no grudges. I mean, that's something happened a while ago, and you know, that's the first time I've been actually talked about it. But it's a non-issue.
Was there any chance you weren't going to be here?
Business is business. I'm here now, so you can't. Everything happened for a reason. So I'm here. Who knows what might have happened? So I could have got drafted somewhere else too. So it's always something. What if? So if an if was a fifth, we'd all be drunk, right? So,
what do you think of the defensive changes, the defensive improvements, especially in the secondary?
I think the team is shaping up to be, we're going to be good as we want to be. You know, but we have to put the work in. We got to put the time in. We have new faces, offensive and defensive, new coaching staff. Every team going through changes. So, but I like where we at. You know, it's a starting point for us. Obviously, it got to get better. But it's just the foundation we have to lay in OTAs, training camps and stuff. Now that we laid it, you know, when we come back for training camp, things start to pick up a little bit. And just leaving OTAs and training camps, where we are as a team, you know, we're so far away from where we need to be. But I know we're capable of getting there. And it's going to take some time. It's going to take some hard work. It's going to take dedication from all these guys. And I think the guys we have has what it takes to get there. So I'm pretty excited for the season.
We could hear several loud cheers from inside the bubble towards the end of practice. What was going on in there with you guys?
You know, Bill always have a fun side to him. And, you know, today is one of those days once we finished practicing and everything, we actually brung out soccer balls and stuff. So.
Wow, what's your soccer game like?
Yeah, I didn't get that. I don't know how to kick a soccer ball. But, you know what? There's so many things.
Goal?
No, heck no. No, let me tell you something. That ball moved way too fast for me, so I stick to football. The real football, American football, I stick to. So.
We did see you do a drill in there that, you know, you caught a fake, meant to be able to do that again with confidence.
Yeah, I mean, at this level, everything I do is going to be confidence. I don't think it's anything that limits me physically. It's, you know, a lot have to do with mentally being out, going to do it. The more I do it, the more confidence I gain, man. You know, with OTAs and mini camps, the time that I spent out here with the guys, the time I spent in drills, the time I spent with the training staff, everything we do is for a reason. And, you know, I can't be any happier where I'm at right now. So, for me, it's just continuing to build, you know, and I'll be ready to rock and roll, hopefully, come training camp. And that's my goal. My goal has always been there. And where I'm at now, I'm at a good spot.
Any impressions of Dominic Easley? So far.
I mean, too early to tell. Yeah. I mean, it's everything. But once training camp get here, you can start to see, you know, things shape, teams start to form stuff. So we're so far away from where we need to be as a team. It's hard to say who's looking good, who's not. So it's unfair. So I say give it some time once we get into training camp, once things start getting settled in, we start putting some game plan together, getting passed, play a few preseason games. Then you start to see what we really need to work on and what we're good at and what we need to work on. So until then, you know, it's pretty hard to say who's doing what and how they looking and stuff like that. So it's all, you know, it's OTAs and minicamps. We just finished up the minicamps. So, but we a great start. You know, it's definitely a great start.
Are you looking forward to be able to put those pads on?
Absolutely. You know, I think it's my 11th year, and every year it's getting, you know, fun and fun. I think this year is going to probably be the one of the most exciting times in my career to actually be able to put pads on and go to practice. Like I say, every year I'm excited, but I think this year is going to be a little special just because of what I've been through and how far I came along. Just to be out there with the guys once again, to line up, hear the calls, go through one-on-one, take on double team, do all that stuff that I know how to do. It's going to be a lot special this year for me.
Did a switch go on, Vince, in your rehab? Did a switch go on, Vince, during your rehab, telling yourself that it's going to be all right, I can get back to where I need to be?
Yeah, I mean, That was never in my mind that I thought I could never come back from this. That's from the time they told me I did it, from the time I had the surgery, I knew that I was going to be back ready to rock and roll. So that's, I don't know if it was mind games or I had to play mind games with myself or what, but it was never a question in my mind saying that, you know, it's going to, I can't do it. You know? I know it's going to be tough. I know how tough the injury is, but I tell myself over and over again, I'm not the average person. I just do things a little different than most people that had this injury or the size of people that had it, this injury. So, and that's, I'm gonna stick with my guns until I prove myself wrong. That's gonna always be my motto. You know, I'm gonna stick with my guns. I'm gonna be true to myself. And I know if I work hard enough, if that's not good enough, it's time for me to call it quits. So until that day happens, I'm going to keep seeing my pretty face.
Vince, when game time comes, are you going to play differently, either mentally or physically, after this injury?
For what?
Just are you going to play, are you going to approach the game differently after this injury? No.
If I approach it differently, I might as well walk away from it. I only know how to play this game one way, and that's hard and fast and tough. That's it. So that's how I expect to play. If I can't do that, it's time for me to retire. So, and I don't think I'm starting for me to retire right now.
Do you always dance when you grow?
Yeah.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.